Hello, this is Ryan Martin with Hub City Radio Sports Network, standing here on the gym floor with head coach Donnie Bowden of the Aberdeen Central Roncalli Golden Eagles. Final round coming up here. Got two kids going for third, and Raiden Zenz and Brock Martin. Got Mason Shrimp and Sam Calvert both coming back, going for fourth. Donnie, can you just talk about those kids and their effort this weekend, sir?
Yeah, Raiden Zenz, I mean, we had a heartbreaking loss kind of in that semifinal, but on the way there, he was just on a mission, on a tear, and the same thing coming back through the consoles, and we're looking to finish it on a high note as well. Mason Shrimp going for fifth and sixth. I mean, he's an eighth grade kid in this pool, and he's just taking everyone to the mat. I mean, don't ever count the kid out, and we're just going to hopefully finish on that fifth on that ladder. Brock Martin, he just continues to wrestle exceptional. The kid, he can do whatever he wants to do. The sky's the limit with that kid, and we're hoping to finish third here to solidify ourselves as one of the guys next year moving forward. Sam Calvert, we're going to finish up our career going for fifth and sixth. I mean, if you looked at Sam where he was 2 years ago to where he is now, I believe he is the best kid in this weight, and he's going to come out here and prove it tonight, wrestling the Lincoln kid.
As we go to the girls' side of the bracket, got two girls going for third and going to get themselves a spot on the podium in the inaugural state girls' wrestling tournament. Can you just talk about the tournament and the excitement of having Madison Gillen and Melina Frank both wrestling for third here in the big stage?
Yeah, I mean, having it as our first year of these two girls, they come a long way since the beginning. And Madison started halfway through. So, I mean, to be in the position that they're both in, being going for third and finally going to get a medal, it's a great deal for us. And hopefully this is something that we can gain more and more girls moving forward.
For sure. As I talk to girls, you know, Leonard Hipswich, Bottle Girl, she's in for third and fourth, just in the coverage area, and just the foundation that they're laying for future girls to be able to wrestle and compete. It's just so tremendous, huh, Donnie?
Yeah, no, all we need to do is grow this sport. I think it's going to be something that explodes over the next couple of years. I really do.
All right, well, this is the coverage from Hub City Radio Sports Network. I appreciate your time, Donnie. Go Eagles.
There you go. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.